Landlords in Oregon have almost unlimited power to kick out tenants at any time. Now, as they grapple with a statewide housing crisis, state lawmakers are considering a measure that would require property owners to give a reason for issuing an eviction. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Sometimes being a landlord means you find lots of damage when people move out.
This particular room, basically from about 4 feet.
Mark Bidwell is tallying the damage to a two-bedroom apartment in the 27-unit complex he and his wife own in Kaiser. The walls need a paint job after being covered with graffiti. Some windows need repairs. Still, he's seen worse.
This will be about $1,800 in repairs.
The people who lived here were the recipients of the first no-cause eviction Bidwell issued after he bought the complex last fall. Here's why. Shortly after he bought the property, some of the people who lived there pulled him aside and told him about one of the other units.
They felt that there was probably drug dealing going on. There were people coming and going at through the night. It would start late and run till early in the morning.
Bidwell says others living there told him the people there spit on other people's windows, used racial slurs, and were generally threatening. That would have given Bidwell plenty of reason to issue a for-cause eviction, but he hadn't seen any of the bad behavior himself, and he was afraid that using that kind of eviction would mean his other tenants would have to testify in court. He said he didn't want to subject them to that, so he used another tool, the no-cause eviction. It meant Bidwell didn't have to give a reason to force the four troublemakers out of the $795 per month apartment.
It's actually fairly rare to have a bunch of neighbors appearing in eviction court.
Ed Johnson is director of litigation at the Oregon Law Center, which helps tenants facing eviction. Johnson says, well, that's a possibility. Most for-cause evictions don't end up in court. The Oregon Law Center is supporting the proposal to end no-cause evictions. It's part of a broader attempt led by Democratic lawmakers to address the affordable housing crunch that exists not only in Portland, but in many smaller communities around the state. They say in a time of rapidly rising housing costs, some property owners use no-cause evictions as a way of clearing out tenants so they can spruce up the units and charge the new tenants a lot more money. Ed Johnson says the only defense against a no-cause termination is to claim discrimination or that the landlord is retaliating against a tenant who asked for repairs.
Those are difficult defenses to prove because the landlord hasn't told you in the notice why you're being evicted, and so you're left to basically guess, and the landlord can then come up with any reason.
That's the situation that Laura Kusha Nielsen and her partner are facing. The two rent a small apartment in the coastal town of Neetarts. They notice problems soon after moving in last year.
We're from Minnesota. We're used to cold temperatures, but not in the house. So we ended up wearing our winter coats and extra layers and keeping blankets over the door to keep warm during November and December.
The draftiness wasn't the only issue. Kusha Nielsen says there were leaks, shoddy wiring, ongoing pest problems, and more. They put their concerns in writing, and soon after that, there was a no-cause eviction notice posted on their door.
It's up to us now to prove that it's in retaliation to all these problems and this dialogue that we've had. And that's where it gets really sticky. We're not confident that we can prove any of it.
The clock is ticking for Kusha Nielsen and her partner. They have until mid-April to find a new place to live. The bill under consideration at the Oregon Capitol would require landlords to give a reason for issuing an eviction that would allow a tenant to fight the notice in court. And if landlords don't give a reason, the tenants would have 3 months to leave, and landlords would have to help pay for the move. According to the Oregon Law Center, if the bill passes, Oregon would join New Hampshire and New Jersey as the only states that ban most types of no-cause evictions. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.